Well, the federal government surprised everyone this week by taking David Gonski into their camp and producing a new model for education funding. The Wire's Catherine Andrews reports.
The Labor Party and the unions have had the rug pulled out from under them this week, with the news that their education guru David Gonski has become the Liberal Party's new guru working on a different model for funding education. Meredith Peace from the Australian Education Union says the new model is unlikely to work.
The original Gonski agreement, which are the agreements that are in place now, deliver a certain amount of funding, and those agreements were put in place in consultation with the states and territories with different sectors across education. What we see here in Gonski 2.0 is a Turnbull government going it alone, in effect creating more funding wars as opposed to what they've claimed that they're solving those problems. They've said we'll provide this amount of money and we'll just leave it up to the states and territories to do whatever they want in regard to funding. That's not needs-based funding. We need our state and territory and our federal governments working together to ensure that we bring all of our kids up to a certain standard, and certainly this new model doesn't deliver that.
What does Gonski 2.0 mean for Indigenous schools and students?
The announcement about Gonski 2.0 is a significant distraction from what the Turnbull government should actually be doing in regard to school funding, and it will have a detrimental impact on many of our disadvantaged kids and in particular Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students. So we're very concerned about the lack of funding that this government intends to provide for our kids to address their needs.
How do you think this funding change will affect future Indigenous student performance?
Well, we know that sadly our Indigenous kids are 2 to 3 years behind in terms of their literacy and numeracy outcomes. We know that far fewer Indigenous kids actually finish school. Sadly, we have far higher incarceration rates for young people, many more young people in detention than non-Indigenous people. The best way to support our Indigenous community and to ensure that our Indigenous kids get the education they need and deserve is to ensure that our schools are funded, that they're provided with adequate resources, and that those resources are targeted at the kids who most need additional support. And there's absolutely no question that our Indigenous kids need additional support. And, you know, I think the model that's being proposed will simply mean that our Indigenous kids continue to miss out and continue to fall behind the non-Indigenous kids in our community, and that's simply unacceptable.
Meredith Peace from the Australian Education Union. Lester Iribin-Arigny, a South Australian education expert, takes a more positive view on how Gonski will affect Indigenous education.
It's a step in the right direction. We've got to remember that Gonski's original funding for school disadvantage was a redistribution of funding on the basis of need, not to inject more money into the system.
How do you think this funding change will affect future Indigenous student performance?
Well, it will give those schools and the teachers within them to enact a new curriculum that really hasn't got a lot of resources to move towards a more culturally responsive education that the national curriculum is promoting. It's okay to have a national curriculum content, but it's up to a school's resources and finances to enact a national curriculum. So this gives us and gives teachers the ability to move into the national curriculum with confidence. It supports them and it makes a change sustainable if there is financial support. So the evidence clearly suggests that putting more funds in the hands of disadvantaged schools improves the overall educational outcomes of those schools.
Professor Lester Iribin-Arigny, South Australian education expert, ending that report from The Wire's Catherine Andrews.